Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Israel exchange multiple MOUs after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Modi says the two countries have taken a historic decision to elevate their ties to the status of a special strategic partnership. Both countries also decide to give new momentum to cooperation in areas of AI, quantum technology and critical minerals. DGCA revises ticket refund rules for airlines. No additional charge for cancelling or amending air tickets within 48 hours of booking. U.S. and Iran officials meet in Geneva for indirect talks amid massive U.S. military buildup in West Asia. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India set a target of 257 runs for Zimbabwe in a crucial Super 8 Group 1 match in Chennai. India and Israel exchanged multiple memoranda of understanding, MOUs, today on several areas including cultural exchange, geophysical exploration, fisheries and aquaculture, UPI, for advancing education through use of artificial intelligence. The MOUs were exchanged after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said India-Israel relationship is founded on the strong bedrock of deep trust, shared democratic values, and profound human sensitivities. He said the bond has stood the test of every trial of time. The Prime Minister said today both sides have taken the historic decision to elevate the time-tested partnership to the status of a special strategic partnership.
Hamare sambandh gehre vishwas, saajha loktantrik mulyon aur manviya samvedanaon ki majboot aadharshila par aadharit hai, us par sthapit hai. Hamare rishte samay ki har kasoti par khare utre hain. Aaj humne apni time-tested saajhedari ko special strategic partnership ka darja dene ka ऐतिहासिक निर्णय लिया है. यह निर्णय दोनों देशों के लोगों की आकांक्षाओं का प्रतिबिंब है.
He said 9 years ago he had the privilege of becoming the first Indian Prime Minister to visit Israel. Mr. Modi said stepping once again onto the historic land of Israel is a moment of pride and emotion for him. He said today both sides have decided to establish the critical and emerging technologies partnership. The Prime Minister said this will give new momentum to cooperation in areas such as AI, quantum technology and critical minerals. He informed that an agreement has been reached for the use of UPI in Israel.
Aaj humne critical and emerging technology partnership sthapit karne ka nirnay liya hai. Isse AI, quantum aur critical minerals jaise kshetron mein sahyog ko nayi gati milegi. Mujhe khushi hai ki Israel mein UPI ke istemal ke liye samjhota kiya gaya hai.
Mr. Netanyahu said Israel and India are bent on innovation. He said both nations are proud ancient civilizations and very proud of their past, but absolutely determined to seize the future, and both countries can do it better together.
The future belongs to those who innovate, and Israel and India are bent on innovation. We are proud ancient civilizations, very proud of our past, but absolutely determined to seize the future, and we can do it better together.
We have a detailed report on the Prime Minister's visit to Israel.
Prime Minister had a series of programs in 2 days, but one of the prime programs was his address to Israeli Parliament Knesset. He is the first Indian Prime Minister to do so. Prime Minister, in his over 30-minute speech, touched upon many points. He was unequivocal in supporting fight against all forms and manifestations of terrorism. Prime Minister also mentioned that the peace and stability of West Asia is very important for the global peace. He advocated India's stand of conflict resolution through dialogue with wisdom, courage, and humanity. Prime Minister also visited a tech exhibition in which top Israeli technologies were demonstrated. On the second day, Prime Minister visited Yad Vashem Memorial, which is built in the memory of over 6 million Jews who were killed in Nazi attack in the Holocaust episode. Today, the Prime Minister also met Israeli President Isaac Herzog and discussed bilateral issues. In the concluding remarks after delegation-level talks, both Prime Ministers expressed satisfaction and gratitude to each other. Prime Minister Modi said, "Thank you for speakers of the Knesset Award," and dedicated it to 1.4 billion Indians and India-Israel friendship. The award was bestowed upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the parliament yesterday.
Later, in a joint statement, both the countries strongly condemned the heinous 7th October 2023 terror attack on Israel, the terror attack on Indian tourists at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir on 22nd April last year, and the terror incident near Red Fort, New Delhi on 10th November last year. Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Netanyahu also reiterated their unwavering commitment to advancing global peace and security and welcomed US President Donald Trump's comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has since departed for India from Israel. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has revised the ticket refund norms for airlines. Passengers can now cancel or change air tickets without paying additional charge within 48 hours of making the bookings, subject to certain conditions. It said airlines should not levy any additional charge for correction in the name of the same person when the error is pointed out by the passenger within 24 hours of making the booking, but the ticket is booked directly through the airline's website. DGCA said in case of purchase of ticket through travel agent or portal, onus of refund shall lie with the airlines as agents are their appointed representatives. It said the airlines shall ensure that the refund process is completed within 14 working days. The Supreme Court has imposed a blanket ban on the NCERT Class 8 book carrying a chapter on corruption in the judiciary. The Apex Court ordered a seizure of all physical copies, along with takedown of its digital forms. The court ordered the centre and state authorities to comply with its directions immediately and warned of serious action if directions are defied in any form. The top court issued show-cause notices to NCERT Director and School Education Secretary to explain why action should not be taken against those responsible. A bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant said there seemed to be a calculated move to undermine the institution and demean the dignity of the judiciary. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back, here with us on the news at 9. Union Minister for Railways today announced two more reforms as part of the Indian Railways resolve to undertake 52 reforms in 52 weeks this year. Addressing a press conference in the national capital, Mr. Vaishnav unveiled the third reform, the Rail Tech Policy, stating that its objective is to promote the large-scale adoption of technology in the railways. He said the aim of the Indian Railways is to engage innovators, startups, industry and institutions to promote innovation in railways.
Rail tech basically railway mein technology ka massive use ho.
Rail tech basically means the massive use of technology in the railway sector and ensuring that technology can be easily integrated into railways. Especially our startups should be able to connect with the railways in a very systematic and meaningful way. The aim of starting the rail tech policy is to enable our startups, researchers and anyone with the technological ideas to collaborate and work closely with the railways.
For jinke paas bhi technological idea hai, wo log railway ke saath jud sake, is aim ke saath rail tech policy start kiye.
Mr. Vaishnav also unveiled the Rail Tech Portal for innovation by engaging innovators, startups, industry and institutions. Talking about the fourth reform, the minister announced e-Railway Claims Tribunal system, which is a citizen-centric reform and digital solution designed to streamline and modernize processing of court cases in Railway Claims Tribunal. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, inaugurated a 10-kilowatt FM relay transmitter of Akashvani at Shivamoga, describing it as a major step towards strengthening public broadcasting in in Karnataka. He said the initiative reflects the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to ensure development reaches the last person in the queue. The new transmitter is expected to benefit people in Shivamoga and Bhadravati by expanding access to government welfare information, educational content and cultural programs. Highlighting modernization efforts, the minister said the centre has allocated nearly 2,500 crore rupees under the Broadcasting Infrastructure and Network Development Scheme. Dr. Saurabh Garg, Secretary MOSPI, said 2022-23 was chosen as the base year for revision of GDP estimates because it was the first normal year after the COVID pandemic. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, he further explained that as per international norms, it has to be changed every 5 years.
Normally, the international norm is to change them at 5 years or 5 to 7 years in that region to change it. You are aware that in 2017, we rolled out a major financial change in the by the GST. And then in 2021, COVID struck, 2020-2021. So because of that, there was disruption in the economy. 2022-23 was seen as the first normal year after the post-COVID disruptions. And we did two surveys in 2022-23 and 2023-24 to just determined, and we found that 2022-23 took care of most of the issues were coming back, and that's how we chose that as the base year.
Tune into 100.1 Akashwani Gold at 9:30 p.m. tonight to listen to this exclusive interview. Negotiators from Iran and the United States held the third round of indirect nuclear talks in Geneva, Switzerland. As in the previous two rounds of discussions earlier this month, the Iranian delegation is led by Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, while the U.S. is represented by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The talks are again being mediated by Oman's Foreign Minister Badr al-Busaidi, who said negotiators had demonstrated unprecedented openness to new and creative ideas and solutions. The discussions take place amid a massive U.S. military build-up in West Asia, with a number of countries warning their citizens to leave Iran due to the threat of possible U.S. attacks. While U.S. President Donald Trump has said he prefers to solve the crisis through diplomacy, he has also said he is considering a limited strike on Iran to pressure its leaders to accept a deal. Prime Minister of Canada Mark Carney will pay an official visit to India from tomorrow till the 2nd of March. The External Affairs Ministry has said in a statement that on Prime Minister Carney will arrive in Mumbai, and over the next 2 days he will participate in separate business engagements, interact with Indian and Canadian CEOs, industry and financial experts. Prime Minister Carney will arrive in New Delhi on the 1st of March. The next day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Canadian Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House. Both leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India have set a target of 257 runs for Zimbabwe in the crucial Super 8 Group 1 match at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. India scored 256, losing 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. For India, Abhishek Sharma scored the highest, 55 off 30 balls. Hardik Pandya made 50 not out of 23 balls, while Tilak Verma scored 44 not out of 16 balls. In reply, Zimbabwe were 19 for no loss in 3 overs when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Israel exchange multiple MOUs after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Modi says the two countries have taken a historic decision to elevate their ties to the status of a special strategic partnership. Both countries also decide to give new momentum to cooperation in areas of AI, quantum technology and critical minerals. DGCA revises ticket refund rules for airlines. No additional charge for cancelling or amending air tickets within 48 hours of booking. U.S. and Iran officials meet in Geneva for indirect talks amid massive U.S. military buildup in West Asia and in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. India set a target of 257 for Zimbabwe in a crucial Super 8 Group 1 match in Chennai. That is all in the news at night.